This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the evening edition. Caroline and Ezra here. We're talking about makeup today, and I'm sure this is something you've heard before.
Are you feeling tired?
No.
Sick?
No.
Guys asking if you're tired?
Oh, yeah.
Try mascara. Mascara targets your distressed, fatigued, real face and rejuvenates it to a socially approved face using black goo.
A socially approved face.
This is the type of advertising that's going on nowadays. So yeah. This is the story. Psychology researchers at Abertay University, this is in Scotland, they conducted an intriguing study that was recently published. And what it is that it's trying to address or take a look at perceptions of leadership ability.
Yep, and whether or not makeup actually affects that. You know, I guess there's a mountain of research and data that's available out there indicating that, you know, women feel harshly judged or more harshly judged by their male peers, especially in the workplace. You know, for everything, right? What they wear, how they speak, you know, how we sound and how you look and behave. So further narrowing that is this recent study on how makeup impacts, I guess, perception. So the obvious question, I guess, is why this study to begin with. Although I have to say very quickly, the study found that makeup actually does not affect perceptions of leadership ability. Mm-hmm. But why this study to begin with? I think of all the things in this world, it feels really shallow. But, you know, information is power, I guess. And from that perspective, what exactly does the fact that makeup doesn't have an impact tell us, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the study is the first of its kind and basically involved computer-generated images. The faces were composed using photographs of models who were either Caucasian or African ancestry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically trying to look as to, you know, all of these different elements, gender, race, whether there was going to be, you know, makeup applied to these individuals. What were the different variables that would change perceptions of leadership?
Yep, indeed. But I mean, self-admittedly, it is a rather limited study. There, I mean, it's not comprehensive enough to read, I guess, deep meaning into the results. But interesting that it was done, nevertheless.
Well, we have feminist activist Suri Kemper on the line. Suri, thanks for joining us on the evening edition. Now, you know, asking this question, what role does makeup and by that extension physical beauty play in the Malaysian workplace? Is it still a factor that affects how women are viewed, like, you know, how competent they are or how much they should get paid, for example?
Given that no study has been conducted to test this premise in the Malaysian workplace, I guess I could only answer insofar as the Abertay University study's outputs indicate, which is that people were likely to allocate more pay to attractive faces at lower levels of management, say in customer-facing retail jobs. And the same apparently doesn't apply to higher-level positions. But based on my own observations, sometimes physical beauty or attractiveness is a sword that cuts both ways, in that while it may open doors, a woman always ends up questioning why. So is it because the person I'm meeting is genuinely interested in what I have to say or in my business proposal, or is this person just humoring me because they like how I look? And that has implications. So women often struggle to be taken seriously, in particular by men in positions that are more senior. And because anything less than being taken seriously for your work is a complete waste of time. So the last thing that you want to do is have to deal with unwanted attention when all you're looking for is to get the job done, right? And this puts added pressure on women to prove above and beyond what is required of men, for example, that their ideas or proposal has merit and it can stand on its own. And it also means that women have to deal with perception of others in valuing their work, that they were given the opportunity not because of their faith, but because their idea or proposal was the best.
Right.
And again, this perception has implications. It counts towards how your colleagues will assess you, which also leads then to how likely you are to get promoted or pay raise, etc.
Well, I guess being a proponent of, you know, don't hate me because I'm naturally beautiful, are there still, you think, a lot of expectations? You laughed a little too quickly.
No, sorry, sorry about that.
Are there still a lot of expectations for women to wear makeup in the workplace? Or do you think that varies based on, you know, where we are, you know, on the corporate ladder or the industry that you're in?
Really tough question insofar as that. I mean, I guess it depends on setting. For example, if you're working in a corporate sector or in an office versus a non-office setting, you know, I think there's an expectation for women and like men to look presentable, meaning you don't go to work with that I just got out of bed look. But I can't say whether that translates into a lot of expectation or a little expectation for women to wear makeup in the workplace.
You know, it just feels like an uphill battle. If women don't wear makeup, they're seen as being unkempt.
Yeah.
If, you know, they wear too much makeup or however that's defined, they're asking too much attention or the wrong type of attention. And it feels like women can't ever win in this battle. It's a lose-lose situation.
I mean, at some point, I feel like it's a real no-win situation for women. You know, the Malay say, pakai makeup salah, tak pakai makeup pun salah. You know, so this links to the other thing that came out of the study, which is that participants of the study were less likely to see the faces of women who wore makeup as the faces of leaders. And men just don't have to deal with this mental burden. They don't wake up thinking, how much makeup do I put on today to make sure people see me as a leader? It sets up this fake dichotomy, which is that if you want to be for women, if you want to be taken seriously, then you either have put on less makeup or you look frumpy or you have to show that you don't care too much about your looks. But if you care about beauty, then you must be a bimbo. But the question then is, why should women be forced to choose between being taken seriously and looking good? Because the bottom line is, the truth is that the issue isn't about makeup. It's about women and the sexist assumptions people make about women as leaders. And that is, at the end of the day, what needs to change.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that perception does need to change. Sri, before we let you go, I know some feminists do struggle, right, with the idea of using makeup. There are all these feelings of conflict when they do wear it. They're unsure as to whether you're wearing it because it's a choice or whether it's for ourselves, whether it's a choice made for you, you know, a choice to look a certain way. What do you have to say to these women?
I mean, I think for feminists, it goes back to this basic premise where women are forced to choose again between wanting to be taken seriously or not feeling guilty about caring for beauty. But I think fundamentally there is nothing wrong with wanting to care about how you look. There's absolutely nothing wrong, and that women have to be put in that position in the first place is what the problem is. So for me, as long as like you can wear your makeup if that makes you feel good. And if it does, then and if it allows you to go out and be your best and do your best, then go for it, you know?
Well, Suri, thank you very much for your thoughts. That was feminist activist Suri Kempa with her thoughts on makeup and the workforce. You know, this discussion, it reminds me also of a recent decision by Alicia Keys. She went on a whole thing
no makeup movement.
She was part of one of the judges on The Voice, and she made, you know, a real stand. And, you know, and she was making, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, she was making it quite clear, but it's the individual's choice. And she's made that proactive choice to not wear makeup, and she's completely okay if others choose to wear makeup.
Yep, and just as beautiful and talented with or without, right?
Absolutely. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.